This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, hour number two of our show. Of course, the number one news story of the day continues to be the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. Devastating fire in the Holy Week for Christians all around this world, Catholics all around this world. One of the great symbols of Christianity and Catholicism, the Notre Dame Cathedral. The number one tourist attraction in all of Paris. I didn't even know that. I didn't imagine anything would be more of a tourist attraction than the Eiffel Tower, but it is. I think it's 16 million people a year visit the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Amazing. And now it's basically burnt to the ground for all intents and purposes. And I just don't believe for a second, even though the official report is, actually there's no new report, just the very first moment that we heard about the fire, the government was saying the place was under renovation and it must be some sort of construction fire. And maybe it is, but I don't believe it. I don't think a single conservative in this country believes it. I don't believe any Christians in this country believe it, because Christianity is under attack. And in France, it's certainly under attack. And churches have been desecrated leading up to the moment of this. And now it's the Holy Week for Christians. This would be the greatest plum in the history of Islamic terror. This is bigger than knocking the World Trade Center down, because the World Trade Center was a symbol of America or New York, but it wasn't a symbol of Christianity. So, I mean, this would be huge if this was, in fact, an arson, either a terror attack or an arson attack by terrorists, and they managed to do this. But nobody knows that, so I'm not starting something. I'm not saying it is. I'm just telling you it looks funny, considering the fact that only a couple of years ago, 2016, there was an attempted terror attack on this very facility by Islamic extremists, and that gal who was part of it was sentenced only on Friday. Only on Friday she was sentenced. So it sure seems like it's a little bit too, you know, coincidental that you could have this horrible of a fire that they can't put out in such an important week for Christians around the globe, involving a structure that's so symbolic of Christianity in a country that is beset by Islamic problems and Islamic terrorism. All right, again, I don't know that to be true. I just know that you'd be stupid for not asking the question and not thinking those questions. And I know that a French government official was on with Shepard Smith, who none of us can stand. Not a conservative in this country that can stand Shepard Smith. Makes me want to vomit. Such a liberal on Fox News. And against everything I believe in, what he's doing on Fox News, I have no idea. It's very sad commentary on Fox News. But Shep Smith cut the guy off in mid-sentence when he was a French government official who said, you know, that he suspects this may have something to do with Islamic terrorism, because there's been so many Islamic attempts to attack churches in France leading up to this week. And then this happens. And this is the symbol. He called it the 9/11 of France. Thank God there aren't thousands of people dead. I don't think there's anyone dead. But it doesn't matter. This is like burning down the Statue of Liberty. This was the symbol of Christians in France. So it just seems too coincidental that this would just be an accident. I don't believe it for a second. I can't wait to hear the reports once the investigation has begun. Whether France whitewashed it or not, out of political correctness, that I can't tell you. But it sure seems to me there is a chance that this turns out to be much more than an accident. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist, and that's why I love it when I get a very special company to sponsor my show, a company with an all-American story, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They've got the naming rights of the show. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share. Creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. To give you some credibility and integrity and security, it's nice to know that. Fordham also has the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out, FTMR. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com, for a complete review. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, and the ticker symbol is F-T-M-R. All right, some of the big news stories in America. First of all, I mentioned last week that Ocasio-Cortez, the insane Democrat nutcase, had said that global warming is the cause of all the immigrants fleeing to America. Not poverty, not violence, not miserable lives in Mexico and Central America and all over the rest of the world. And they're not coming to our country for capitalism. It's all about global warming. That's why they're coming. You know, it's a joke. Liberals who are intellectual all believe in global warming, which is the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people, because it's just total, complete lie. Matter of fact, a warmer world is good. It means crops will grow. People won't starve. The last thing you want is a cold world. You want a warm world. You want a warm cycle. Last thing you want is global cooling. But let's forget about that. And let's forget about a thousand other reasons I could give you. I could argue all day about global warming. Forget that. It's just liberals don't realize that their voters, who, you know, generally tend to be poor and not educated, they don't know anything about global warming or climate change. Nothing. They don't believe in it. They don't even know what the word means. If you asked all these illegals who don't speak English about global warming as they cross the border, they'd have no clue what the hell you're talking about. None of them believe in global warming. None of them has any idea what global warming even is. None of them has even heard the word before. Anyway, fresh off its 2.5-year hoax on the Trump-Russia collusion, the New York Times is now pushing a new fantasy. According to the New York Times, the reason over 100,000 illegals crossed the border in March is because of global warming. It's hilarious. In late March, the media reported the southern pine beetle that wiped out more than a quarter of the Central American country's conifers between 2013 and 2017 and is making a comeback. France 24 also reported on the dry corridor in the region caused by El Nino conditions. Now the media is blaming global warming for the surge of migrants across the southern U.S. border, not the insane policies supported by the Democratic Party. By the way, what caused all the Muslims who wanted to go to Europe, Western Europe? What caused that? Global warming? Really? Was that what it was? Must have been global warming. I didn't realize that. I mean, even Cher finally agrees with us. On Sunday, Cher, you know, the singer, finally said something that wasn't insane. Here's her exact tweet. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000-plus citizens who live on the streets, people who live below the poverty line and are hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how could it take care of more? Can you imagine? Finally, Cher said something that wasn't insane. Here's an article at the same time, talk about timing. We've really passed the tipping point of danger, says Reverend Andy Bales on the homeless crisis of Los Angeles. In Los Angeles County alone, there are 41,000 transients living on the streets. Reverend Andy Bales, the Union Rescue Mission, says the homeless crisis has reached a breaking point. At this point, I'm very concerned about everyone in L.A. because we've really passed the tipping point of danger because we left so many people for so many years to be devastated on the streets. So first of all, you've got massive poverty. Second of all, you've got massive crime and the dangers of all these crazy homeless people. And third of all, you've got disease. What kind of horrible disease outbreak are you going to get? The LA Police Department recently released new body cam video that shows an interaction between police and a transient armed with a knife in downtown L.A. In the clip, officers are seen reasoning with the transient in an effort to get him to drop the knife. Moments before, a woman inside the cafe described how the man had threatened to slice her throat. Police eventually had to fire half a dozen rounds of non-lethal force as the man used a chair to block the bullets. They managed to then grab the knife, take the man into custody, Early this month, another man who was believed to be homeless is taken into custody after he randomly punched two people, including Jack Osborne. I guess that's Ozzy Osborne's son, right? That's who that must be. It's ramping up, said Bales, who explained the homeless and mental health issue in L.A. had reached a breaking point. 41,000 on the streets of Los Angeles. Now, I told you that I am very skeptical about what happened at the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Is it pronounced Notre Dame or Notre Dame? I mean, in America, it's Notre Dame University. Notre Dame, right, that's what I thought. It's Notre Dame in America, but it's Notre Dame as that cathedral in Paris. And I just want to mention to you that this article is from 2 years ago. Police say another operation was planned by a group, one of whom had been engaged, two men who carried out deadly attacks. A cell of radicalized French women guided by Islamic State commanders in Syria was behind a failed terrorist attack near Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral last weekend. This was in 2016, and planned another violent attack this week before they were intercepted by police, said the Paris prosecutor. So again, when you realize that was 2.5, 3 years ago, they tried to go after the Notre Dame Cathedral. Now the Notre Dame Cathedral is burning to the ground. I would say there's a connection. Would you say that? I would say most of my listeners would say that. And by the way, look, Ben Shapiro is supposed to be on my team. He's a conservative Republican. He's a conservative talk show host. I think he's way too intellectual. I don't think Ben Shapiro could get elected dog catcher in the United States of America because he's just too intellectual. And he hates the fact that Donald Trump is not intellectual. He put out a tweet today because Trump's tweets, it's so horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly. I don't see anything wrong with that. Ben Shapiro answers back, why doesn't the football team put it out? And then he put next to it, President Donald J. Trump. He was trying to say Trump should put out a tweet saying, why doesn't the Notre Dame football team put it out? Because he's insinuating Trump's a moron, and he must think the Notre Dame Cathedral is the Notre Dame on the University of Notre Dame campus. The football team should put it out. Ben Shapiro's not a nice person. He's nasty, and he hates Donald Trump, but he's a never-Trumper. And I think you're going to find out over time, not many people on the right team like Ben Shapiro. Nasty. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. Proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, and I am a witness. I am Exhibit A. They took such good care of me. Thank you, Synagenics. You made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I eat more than I've ever eaten, more times a day than I've ever eaten, and I work out less time than I've ever worked out, anywhere between 20 and 45 minutes a day instead of my old days. Used to be an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. So they freed up a lot of time in my life. And I just can't thank them enough, and I look great and feel great. And, man, I actually watch myself on Newsmax TV and go, wow, I look so much younger and so much thinner, and I'm working out less and eating more. If you're free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, and it's a free, no-obligation consultation. So what's your risk? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Register at Synagenics.com or call 888-YOUNGER, Synagenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. All right, my buddy Cliff Lawrence has his jokes that he sells to late-night comics. He is a hilarious guy. Here's a couple of them that just came in. Right to Die. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will sign a bill legalizing assisted suicide in the state of New York. The legislation enjoys strong support from New York Jets fans. Hilarious. A new poll shows Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, or is it Gillibrand, stuck at 0% in the polls, which means she's not really a hopeful. She's more of a hopeless. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is running for president, but he has a big problem, low name recognition. To give you an idea of how bad it is, he was recently the victim of identity theft, and now the thief is anonymous. Senator Cory Booker said if he's elected president, he will bring a fight to the NRA. Here's a warning. The National Rifle Association made up of 5 million gun owners who create their own safe spaces. CNN's ratings are down 11% compared to last year. Do you know what you call Wolf Blitzer when he watches CNN? A lone wolf. And finally, according to Globe magazine, Nicolas Cage has a severe drinking problem. To give you an idea of how bad it is, an intervention is being planned by David Hasselhoff. Cliff Lawrence with his jokes. He's got about 50 of them here. I just read you like 5 of them. But they're all funny, and he is just a funny guy. Thank you, Cliff. Ex-Obama Border Patrol chief says the immigration crisis is the worst in the history of the United States of America. How we got one honest guy who worked for Obama, I have no idea. But Maria Bartiromo said on Fox Business over the weekend, she's talking to this guy, Mark Morgan, and she asks him about what's going on. And he says, yes, Maria, make no mistake, and I've been trying to get out here. This isn't a crisis. This is a crisis the likes of which we've never experienced in the history of this country. And again, we've had this talk, and that's because of the demographics. There's still this very false talking point out there that, well, back in the 90s, the numbers were higher, over a million. First of all, again, you got to remember, they were Mexican adults. We were moving, deporting 90% of them. With the broken asylum laws and other loopholes that are out there, we're seeing 65 to 70% increase in family units, and because of those broken laws, we're allowing them all in. This year, we expected to hit a million. We're going to let 650,000 into the country. That's driving this crisis, driving our resources, being overwhelmed. We have to address it. And what did Wayne Root say in my commentary just a week ago? Overwhelm the system. Cloward Piven. That was what they intended to do all those years ago when I was at Columbia University. They wanted to overwhelm the system, and they're doing it right now. Here's another article you should all be alarmed about. Sleeper cells. Approximately 10,000 illegal immigrants from countries designated as state sponsors of terrorism are living within the borders of the United States, according to the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI. IRLI revealed last week and obtained documents under the Freedom of Information Act that revealed that 10,000 illegals have not yet been deported despite having been ordered to leave the country. It showed the immigrants were from Iran, Syria, Sudan, and North Korea. Iran led the pack with over 6,000 or 61% of their citizens with removal orders, followed by Syria with 20%, Sudan 18%, North Korea with less than a percent. Congress recently held hearings where U.S. intelligence officials have suggested that Iranian sleeper cells inside the U.S. are awaiting orders to strike. How amazing is that? And they're protecting them, Democrats, in sanctuary cities. And they're letting in more every day with open borders. Like I say, Democrats are guilty of treason. I don't know why they're not in prison. Someone's got to arrest people. Someone's got to arrest mayors and councilmen and county executives who demand sanctuary for illegals. They're protecting murderers and rapists and potential terrorists. And when the terrorist attack comes, these judges and these officials and these politicians should be held accountable. They're guilty of treason. They're killing the United States. When we get back, CBS is a TV show that talks about assassinating the president. We'll talk about it in a second. War, Wayne Allyn Root.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One Paris fire official says the Cathedral of Notre Dame has been saved from a massive blaze. French President Emmanuel Macron says the worst has been avoided. He promises to rebuild and will ask for international help. KYW-TV reporter Victoria Whittle.
I can hear people in the streets singing. They're singing and praying and watching this billowing fire continue to persist, and now within the belly of the church.
Reporter Adam Plowright.
Notre Dame Cathedral was undergoing a major renovation project. We saw images last week of statues being removed from the spire at the cathedral. The spire has since been destroyed and collapsed. This was a long-running renovation project, and the fire service have indicated it could be connected to that.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'll be right back.
WAR now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, WAR Now Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over 2 billion transactions. They're a discount gold and silver precious metals dealer. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world, but right here in America, too. $22 trillion in debt. I love Trump. Great economy, great job, lots of jobs. He's fabulous, a miracle man, but great. Guess what? He hasn't cut spending one dime, and the deficit is spiraling out of control, the debt's spiraling out of control, just like it did under Reagan. Nobody's ever going to cut spending, ever. So if that's the case, there's going to be inflation. If that's the case, it's going to be a collapse one of these days of debt or the dollar. And you've got to have wealth insurance. And if you're going to have it, then you better buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount, and that's tangible. They want to prove to you, after you deal with tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't even have to buy anything. If you qualify, you just get a $199 gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They want to convince you that once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they will show you how to protect your assets with what I call wealth insurance. 800-780-9000, tell them Wayne Root sent you. We got our guest here. Jonathan Williams is with us. Jonathan is the chief economist of the American Legislative Exchange Council, otherwise known as ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, and they released today on tax day, I forgot, today's tax day, April 15th, that's right, they released their 12th edition of Rich States, Poor States, and it's the ALEC Laffer State Economic Competitiveness Index. I assume, Jonathan, that has to do with Art Laffer, the former Reagan economist. Is he part of your organization?
Well, that's right. Ingredients from the land of make-believe here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So Art Laffer's with you guys as well. I know Art.
He's a great man. He's been doing this a long time and has been following the economies of the states, and it's just a pleasure to continue to work with him for all these years.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This is kind of an issue near and dear to my heart because I was born and raised in New York, the highest tax state generally over the last 50 years, and I moved to escape the high taxes. I ran away from New York, a bright guy like me who makes a lot of money and owns businesses. It was a big loss for New York when I left. God knows how much money they've lost because I left for the last almost 26, 27 years, and I ran away to L.A. thinking that was better, and it was at the time better. And over the 13 years I lived in L.A., it got worse and worse and worse. And then I ran away from L.A. and I escaped to Las Vegas. And that's where I do my national TV and radio shows from now, where the state income tax rate is zero. Capital gains for the state, zero. Business tax for the state, zero. Property tax is among the lowest in America. I think I missed one. There's one. Oh, inheritance tax is for the state, zero on the state level. So I think I made the right decision. What say you, Jonathan Williams?
Well, you're a smart man. Leaving New York, going to a place like Nevada, it is really a massive savings. And you've realized that you've lived the rich states, poor states life, and you know, you took advantage of what was out there. And that's exactly what states have to grapple with, is there's no such thing as building a wall around your state to keep people in. And that's one of the key findings from our report, is just how much people vote with their feet, vote with their pocketbooks. And guess what? They're going to freedom-loving places like Nevada, like other states, without income taxes, especially if all the taxes you can raise, the income tax is the most damaging form of taxes. And that's just not us. That's developed world economy research from the OECD and others across the country saying the same thing, which we all should know from Economics 101, is when you tax something, you get less of it. And it turns out when you tax work, savings, investment, you get less of it. And that's, of course, the hard lesson that New York and California don't ever seem to quite be able to learn. But if anything, from this federal tax reform with Donald Trump and getting rid of, or at least the unlimited SALT deduction, the state and local tax deduction, which was that subsidy to high tax states, we are seeing even more migration to states like Nevada and states without income taxes. So that's the positive news.
Well, look, guys like you and I have been saying stuff like this for a long time, for ages. But it's really unusual when you see the governor of New York, Mr. Liberal High Tax, Andrew Cuomo, made the comment just a few weeks ago. It might have been like a month ago or a month and a half ago. He talked about all the rich people are leaving New York. So it must be an absolute, you know, epidemic going on in New York at this point. Because, you know, in the old days, you had lots of state income taxes, but at least you could deduct them off your federal. Now you can't. It's only up to $10,000 if you're a rich guy or gal. That's nothing. So I got to assume if you're going to pay taxes on top of your taxes, that everybody's getting out of Dodge. New York, California, Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut. Those five in particular must be just a what's the word I'm looking for? An exodus? There must be a mass exodus, like a traffic jam leaving those states right now.
Well, certainly. And, you know, you look at it in terms of overall tax burden and even property taxes alone, as you probably remember in New York or a place like New Jersey, you're talking about kind of low income type housing. You're going to pay $10,000 a year in property taxes alone in many of those areas. And so, you know, you add that to the income taxes and other taxes that the folks were writing off for all these years. And so there's a good reason why Ronald Reagan, this was his unfinished business from 1986 and his big tax reform. As he saw what this unlimited deduction for salt would do to subsidize high tax and high spend states. And let's not forget, he was a Californian at the end of the day as well. So he knew exactly what this was going to do to the high tax states. And, you know, I'm glad that we got there. It was not an easy piece of it to get that part across the finish line. There was a lot of Republicans that did not want to vote for that provision, from the Northeast especially. And I think that, though, has been really going to be a game changer and is just really going to escalate this migration out of the high tax states, as you point out. And it's really great to see somebody like Andrew Cuomo, who, by the way, for years has been telling us that taxes don't matter and that you can raise taxes as much as you want in Manhattan, the luxury good and all this stuff. Now he's done a complete 180.
So who are the big states that are benefiting? I got to assume, I mean, I know for a fact, just because I live here in Las Vegas, and I've got lots and lots of friends who are realtors, you know, real estate brokers, and they tell me that just every day they get phone calls, the phones are ringing off the hook from people coming from New York and California and New Jersey and Connecticut and Illinois, Chicago areas. I got to assume your study tells you the same things, right? That Nevada's gaining, Florida's gaining, Texas is gaining, Tennessee's gaining, and the losses from all of those high-tax states.
That's right. It's a lot of the predictable characters that you pointed out. And especially outside of Manhattan and upstate New York or the southern tier or Buffalo area, certainly downstate Illinois, Central Valley, California, all of these areas that, you know, they understand that they unfortunately have to live by the rules that are set by a lot of the limousine liberal crowd in those big cities. And now those other parts of the state are not able to keep up with the rest of the nation when it comes to the migration here. And the numbers are really strong in the last year that I pointed out in a piece I had on Drudge Report, just talking about what it's going to mean for the census of 2020. And, of course, that's when Washington pays attention to the states, because the states rewrite their congressional lines. And we're going to see a lot of new congressional seats moving around from state to state based on this population change. The big winners of 2020 are likely, once again, to be Texas and Florida. Texas is going to gain probably three new U.S. House seats, which are about 700,000 each, as you know, and Florida is likely to gain at least two, and the big losers, Illinois and New York. So there you have it. That's exactly what you would expect based on the trends that we've seen and the federal salt limitation.
How about California? That's got to be one of the biggest losers. Must be number three on that list, no?
Well, California is an interesting example. They're down about 800,000 on net over the last 10 years in net domestic migration. But overall, a census count counts birth rates and death rates. It counts international immigration. It counts residents of the state. And so California is an interesting one in that it gained seats every single decade from statehood in 1850 up until 2010. 2010 was the first census that California did not gain a congressional seat. And, by the way, looking at 2020, there is a decent chance that California will lose its very first state since statehood in 1850 this decade because of that out-migration.
So the deal, I think, let me make sure I understand. The deal is New York just loses lots of people. Illinois loses lots of people. California loses just as many as them probably, but gains back lots of people still wanting to go to a beautiful place where the weather's warm, and or gains back lots and lots of illegals, and therefore it doesn't look quite as bad as New York and Illinois. Am I getting it right?
Well, Illinois certainly doesn't have the winter weather that San Diego does, so that is a drawing card, no doubt about it. And, of course, they balance out the domestic losses with international gains and with higher birth rates in California than many other states that we just mentioned. And so, yeah, that's basically how California stayed afloat, at least when it comes to the congressional count in recent years. But when you look at the net domestic migration, those are some big numbers for California, 800,000 down.
But again, I'm pushing it really hard here. I'm trying to get the right answer, Jonathan Williams. I lived 13 years in L.A., and I didn't know any regular people that had a higher birth rate than anywhere else. I saw illegals were dropping babies like there's no tomorrow. So when you say a higher birth rate in the state, can we not conclude that's probably all coming from illegal aliens?
Well, I don't have that granular level of detail on it, but, you know, there's certainly a ton of immigration happening in California, and I think that is one of the big balance points on this domestic out-migration.
Okay, yeah, California's losing people, normal people, real Americans, American-born citizens, I guarantee you more than any other state now that Trump has this tax reform, but it's gaining back tons of illegals who are dropping babies like every other year. So, you know, that's the reason California looks slightly better. Trust me, it's much worse, not better. Jonathan Williams from the American Legislative Exchange Council, otherwise known as ALEC. He's their chief economist. We appreciate everything you do. I really appreciate the 12th edition of Rich States, Poor States. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks. Hope you enjoyed.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American
American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I don't want to say I told you so, and I'm not speculating. I still don't know. I'm just asking smart questions. But it is the holiest week in Christianity. It is Easter. It's all about Jesus Christ and the resurrection. And suddenly the biggest symbol of Christianity burns to the ground in Paris, France, where they've got a real Islamic terror problem. And they've had many churches burned and desecrated in the weeks leading up to this. And suddenly, what's the big news story at my favorite website, TheGatewayPundit.com. Developing news just in. French media confirms there were no construction workers at the Notre Dame Cathedral at the time of the fire. A fire engulfed the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris Monday evening. People around the world watched in horror as the iconic spire collapsed. The spokesman for the Notre Dame Cathedral, Andre Filat, told French media, "The entire wooden interior of the building is ablaze. It will burn. Everything is burning. Nothing will remain from the frame." Also, according to Associated Press, firefighters and other first responders were working to salvage art and other priceless pieces stored inside of the cathedral. The French media has confirmed there were no construction workers at the cathedral at the time of the devastating fire's start. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Somebody must have set the fire. It must be arson. They must have used highly flammable material. Why? Because it burned like nothing anybody's ever seen. So you don't think this is arson? I'll go out on a limb and say the odds are pretty damn good they're going to find out that this is arson. And when they find out it's arson, you're going to find out it's an Islamic terror problem again. That's a guess. Nobody's saying that's the case. I'm saying it's very likely that there are some problems here. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is common sense. France has a major Islamic terror problem, and there are Muslims in France who want to burn churches, and they went after this specific property in the past. And the person who tried to destroy the Cathedral of Notre Dame, just sentenced on Friday to several years in prison. She was an Islamic terrorist. Come on. I would say there is a real possibility you're going to find out this is arson and or terrorism. This segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. I used to have a voice problem. I don't have a voice problem anymore. And that's a big problem if you have a voice problem, because I'm a radio talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, and I've got to protect my voice. And thank God those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long and all show long like I did today. I've sucked on four of them already today, and it saves my voice. Silver has been historically used to treat bacteria, virus, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. And guess what? They just sent me my new batch a week ago, and it's not just the lozenges, which is what I always have taken for 2 years from My Doctor Suggests. Actually, for 3 years I've taken them because they weren't the sponsor. And the very first day I started my show, someone told me about it, I started taking them. So that was 3 years ago. But they also sent me the liquid that you swallow in the morning and the evening. And they sent me the mouthwash. And they sent me the soap. And they sent me the cream. And I put it on my face. And I had a little issue and a little zit. And it just, like, disappeared overnight. It was amazing. Amazing. So now, get all of them. And get 20% off because War sent you. Call My Doctor Suggests toll free at 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868. Cory Booker sounded a lot like Wayne Allyn Root the other day. He said releasing migrants inside sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Really, Cory? That's funny that suddenly you're in a panic and you're worried. That tells you that Trump and I had the right idea. Send them to their cities. Send them to their cities. Don't worry about what some have said, including Bill O'Reilly earlier today. You'll hear my interview coming up next on Newsmax TV on my show coming up in the next few minutes. Bill O'Reilly disagreed because he says you send them to the sanctuary cities, they all have stand a better chance of staying in America. Bill, you're being naive. They always stay in America. When does anybody ever get sent home? What's it matter at this point? Every illegal that comes in the country, they all stay. Whether they stay because no one ever sends them home, or whether they stay because there's a deportation order and you can't catch them because they've disappeared, it doesn't matter. They stay. So I take all the ones now, and instead of sending them to the heartland of America or Las Vegas where I live, let's send them to San Francisco and Beverly Hills and Palo Alto and Malibu and La Jolla, where all the liberals live, and the richest areas of Boston and New York City and Washington, D.C., Georgetown, Chevy Chase, Maryland. Let's send them to the, what is it called, the Miracle Mile in Chicago, whatever it's called. Michigan Avenue? Send it wherever the Hamptons, another great place. Good one, Chris. Everywhere the liberal hypocrites live and their kids go to school, flood it with illegals and watch them scream. They don't stand a better chance of staying. Bull! Watch them scream and freak out and demand you send them home. Cory Booker said it. Releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Thank you, Cory. And the CBS drama The Good Fight sparks outrage after tweeting assassinate President and Trump. All in a little piece of paper you could see on the screen. What's that about? More sick, mentally ill Hollywood writers with Trump derangement syndrome writing that? Target words include assassinate President and Trump in a red column. And then Mar-a-Lago and eliminate. Newsmax TV up now.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.